This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We have on the phone Senator Jackie Lambie, and I want to say I reckon the fact that Jackie got re-elected, she had the guts to stand up. I'm not going to say I'm going to agree with you on everything, Jackie, but I do admire a politician that stands up. And the importance of the program we do here, Jackie, is we like to give an opportunity for a whole range of diverse voices, because you know what? We're not an echo chamber. I'm handing over to Tass now. Tass.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the airwaves.
Thanks for having me on.
No, no, it's an absolute pleasure, and it's great to actually be able to engage with politicians from a broad range of diverse opinions and views, and So it's great to have you here. Your background's a really interesting one. You were once upon a time an ex-military policeman, part of the army. You were voted in as a Palmer United Party candidate, which we thought was pretty interesting. And since then, you've moved on. And
interesting, putting it politely.
Yeah, well, we're interested in your insights if you're prepared to share them. And, of course, now you have the JLN, the Jackie Lambie Network. So welcome this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on, like I said.
Yeah, great. So what's it like being a member of Parliament, especially in the upper house, where you're surrounded by an incredibly diverse range of views? There'd be people on every single side of you.
Oh, they're nutters, some of them. Come on.
What's it like, Jackie? What's it feel like?
I wouldn't say there's a diverse amount of views out there, because the bottom line is if you belong to the majors, you've got a heap of noddies in there. They don't get to put their opinion out there because they've got to agree with the leader and vote for that. That's just the way it is. And I'm not sure how it ever come to that.
Noddies, that's an interesting term. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, noddies.
Yeah.
They just shake their head.
Puppets on a string, yeah, noddies. so I'm not sure you get the full diversity up there that you need to have up there. You know, it's not a lot of... Okay, there might be some more individuals up there now because obviously... you can call them independents, I suppose, or smaller micro parties. So you're getting a bit more diversity up there. But I would still like it. The intention of the Senate was to have individuals up there representing their states first and foremost, and that doesn't seem to be happening. So it seems to have lost its way a little bit. But and then for those senators to have groups of their own that they feel protective about, and I think they've lost their way up there as well. So there's many groups out there, especially minor groups, that probably aren't represented as well as what they should be up in the chamber.
And there's a bit of a view that there's a bit of a boys' club happening up there in the Senate, especially amongst the more conservative side of politics. What's it like being a woman amongst all of that?
There are boys' clubs everywhere. There are boys' clubs everywhere, and I guess coming from a military background, I think that's where my competitiveness comes from. You know, these boys' clubs should actually bring in some women in them and have a little bit more diversity within their own groups and listen to what we have to say. So there is still that dark ages thing going on, I think, with some of these bigger men that are so conservative. But, a woman is still second class. they won't come out and say that, but, I mean, you can obviously read between the lines with some of the things that they say up there in the Senate and the way that women are treated. Look, I have no problem with that. Like I said, I'm highly competitive. I struggled with that for the first 5 or 6 years in the military, and I had to find a way around that and how to get through these boys' clubs and how to beat them. And that was standing up to them and standing up to them really hard and fast and giving them everything back that they dished out. So I think that sort of puts the fighter within myself.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah, you know, so I don't care what your colour skin is. I don't care whether you're male or female. I don't believe you're doing the right thing, then I'm going to come at you. I don't give a stuff if you belong to a boys' club. As a matter of fact, if you belong to the boys' club, I'm probably going to come in harder at you because I just don't like your attitude.
Jackie, before Macca wrenches the microphone off me, I've got to let you know that we've had a bit of feedback from our listeners, and one of our listeners has already said, you're keeping it real in Parliament. I've warmed Miss Lambie. So there you go. And another one just said, I absolutely loved your story on Kitchen Cabinet. Very moving indeed. Go, Jackie. What a beacon you are on the Hill.
There you go.
Right on the Hill. So you've got a bit of a fan club in our community amongst our listener base, Jackie.
Yeah, I think, you know, it doesn't come down to titles, and it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't come down to how much money you have. You can't buy respect. And respect has to be earned, and you have to go out there and earn it. And, you know, there is a lot of people that come up to me. I heard you earlier on saying, you know, they'll say to me, I do like some of your policies, I don't like some of the stuff you say, but at least you're having a shot out there, you're having a go at the other people where they won't touch it, they put it in the too hard basket. So I guess that's where you find the gaps in the political systems, and you make sure you stay on the line. Of course, many of your listeners would know that I'm very big on helping the veterans out there, and I'm also very big on helping those less fortunate, which are the diggers in our military, which are the backbone,
yes.
Making sure that they come out with civilian qualifications and they're transferred from the Defence Force. They've been talking about this for 25 years and still have not got off their rear end and done anything about that. And that's not fair to these diggers, especially if you've served 5 or 6... you've done 5 or 6 tours in the war zone and you are coming out and you are physically and psychologically damaged, and we have to make sure that we give you half a chance to survive back into the civilian world through a transition process, and we are not doing that very, very well at all. I know that if there's one thing that you can tackle PTSD with is making sure that you are kept busy so it is a distraction, so it lessens the effects of PTSD. So there is a lot of issues out there, and, you know, like I said, there is a lot of minor groups out there that aren't getting heard, and therefore, you know, you stand up. Just like the farmers, I'll get out there and fight tooth and nail for them, because they did have a party out there once upon time. They were called the National Party, and they don't help them anymore, you know. So it's picking up all those bits and pieces there and saying, well, you know what, I'm going to give you a voice. What do you need me to do?
Yeah.
Now, following on from that, Jackie, it's Macca, and, you know, I have a lot of friends in Tasmania. We have a lot of listeners in Tasmania, and they tell me that Jackie Lambie is out there. She's, you know, she's engaging with people and she's talking to people, and I admire that. And I want to follow on from, you know, you're talking about those who miss out. You know, you're talking about our veterans. You're talking about PTSD. You know, in my family, I have an intimate personal knowledge of PTSD. I know how important keeping active is to try and mitigate the effects, and respect is important in that. And looking after the minor groups. Now, this leads me in to my question about what some might call a minor group, but marriage equality. Our community, the LGBTI community, we want to be respected. We want to be able to marry. We don't believe that it should be something that all Australians say, no, you can get married, no, you can't. I mean, tell us your position. I know it's been, you've publicly stated it a couple of times, but we are, you know, let's say 10% of the population's there about, who knows, but we are a group in the community that we, I think, are entitled to respect and entitled to marry, just as other groups are. Tell us your view.
Okay, so my view, I've been, you know, because of whether it's my upbringing, my moral values, whatever, we're quite conservative down here in Tasmania, although you wouldn't think I was most of the time, but I just have a really sticky point with the word marriage, because to me the word marriage has always been between a man and a woman, and I just think, you know, how much more, it's like... Yeah, so to me, it's I actually find it right back at me thinking, well, this is my understanding that marriage is between a man and a woman. I don't want that definition to change. And that's my sticky point of it. So I've also, because of what I went through, I guess, with Veterans Affairs, and I was down and out, and of course my book will be released this year, and what I went through, and I lost all my faith, and for that I walked out in front of a car. You know, I've got this whole godly thing going on as well, so I just find it really, really hard. And I wonder where our rights are as a man and woman with the word marriage, that our rights seem to be being put aside and saying, well, we want this too, so too bad. And I have a real sticky point with that. But you know what? Then you've got the other side of it when it comes to euthanasia for the terminally ill, where I just say, I just don't think God will want people to go through what they go through when they're dying. Especially when it's terminally ill, but they don't get the choice of being able to have their own lives taken, so they don't have to go through all that awful stuff towards the end, and they've actually got to go through that. So, you know, but it's just, it is my upbringing.
Jackie, this morning we had a very prominent conservative theologian actually on our show who reminded us that the definition of marriage has actually been changed, and it was actually Parliament who changed
it. In 2004.
So, in fact, it was John Howard, when he was Prime Minister of this country, who created the definition of marriage to be about a man, the legal union between a man and a woman. Prior to 2004,
the
Marriage Act said it was two people. So you're saying that you support John Howard?
Yeah, I support what I am led to believe, that marriage is between a man and a woman. So, you know, it's the word marriage that is my sticky point. So that's what I've always been brought up to believe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I said, I have a very conservative base. Hobart is a little bit different around that area down there. So I guess it is my upbringing and my moral values, and marriage is between a man and a woman, and I can't seem to shift off that.
Okay, I'm loath to remind you that we had, I won't call a colleague, let's not even a fellow traveller, but we had Pauline Hanson on quite a while ago, and Pauline said, and I'll paraphrase here, that's what I was brought up to, that's what I understand. And why do people want to change all these things? Now, I'm not sure you want to be in the same leaky boat as Pauline, do you?
No. But why should people like myself have to change our views? Why should we have to change our views on that?
No. Look, I do understand. We have to actually...
I just feel like we're being very much pushed in here. And this is a really sticky thing, not just for me, but for many others out there.
Hmm.
You know, I'm just wondering if there's a better compromise here.
Yeah, so, Jackie, one of our listeners has written into us, and we've had quite a few comments, actually, but I'm being selective now. One of them actually says, would Jackie accept her child if they were gay or lesbian?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. I'm still not sure that there has been enough evidence to suggest that... There is any difference. I have seen both sides of it. I've seen a young girl from America that come and explained her situation, where she had two mothers and she didn't have a father, and that she believed that she'd missed out on that right. So, you know, there is a lot of toing and froing about that. And for that, she believed that she'd missed out on those male values of growing up and all the rest. So there is two sides to everything. Look, I always say, as long as there is plenty of love in the house, I'm not really concerned about what your mix is. I'm not really concerned what you do in your bedroom. But as long as there is plenty of love in your house and that child is brought up in the best possible way, then I don't have a problem with that.
I've got a suggestion. We're going to go to a break. I want you to think about this during the break, Jackie. How about we abolish the term marriage? How about just the term. We just call it, you know, some people say, oh, let's have civil unions. Don't forget, you know, that marriage is an institution of the state that was hijacked by the churches. So I'd like you to think about, why don't we actually look at this differently in terms of giving everyone the same legal recognition to their relationships, and don't put one group apart from another. I'd like you to think about that. We do have to go to this break, and when we come back, let's get onto that, and there's a couple of other issues where Keane, we'd like to talk to you with Macca and Tass on Saturday Magazine with Senator Jackie Lambie. Stay tuned. We're speaking with Senator Jackie Lambie. Just before the break, I asked Jackie, perhaps we should consider doing away with the term marriage. Let's treat all relationships absolutely the same and not create or not allow a separate group of people because of legislation or whatever. What's your thought on that, Jackie? What about we get rid of marriage as a term?
Okay, so you don't just have that problem. You also have the problem that the US is now facing over there, you know, where they're saying where, especially if they want to be married in churches, where's their rights between a man and a woman? I think it's a lot more complicated than what people are looking at, and then these churches are now getting sued. So something needs to be done here, but I'm still on the sticky point of the word marriage in itself between a man and a woman. If you're happy to have a civil marriage, then what's the differential between the marriage and the civil marriage? I guess that would be the question to ask. And if they're happy with the wording civil marriage, then maybe they can have civil marriage and we just have the word marriage.
Well, of course,
now, where's the compromise here?
Oh, yeah, look, life is about compromise. In France, you have a civil wedding which recognises the legal relationship between the people, and then you have a church wedding, you know, for your beliefs. But a church wedding actually doesn't have any legal status as such. But I understand what you're saying, and look, we don't want to, we respect your view. I want to ask, is there a time in the future where you think that this will change, or particularly, let's just jump down the path to a hypothetical. If there was a vote in the House of Representatives in the Senate, and I know that's, a lot of people say it's unlikely, I actually believe it's going to happen before the next election. But
it's a barnacle that I think that Turnbull wants to get rid of.
Yeah, but in that situation, Jackie, and assuming that part of this and our community accept this, that there would be protections if a church, a parish, you know, a diocese didn't want to carry out those ceremonies, we would respect that. So we're not going to force them, you know, it's not going to be about the cake and all that other shit. Would you support our community being allowed to marry, provided that your religious belief and not being compelled as a minister or as an organisation had to conduct that marriage? Is that a good compromise?
Do you know what I don't agree with is a vote in Parliament. That's the first thing. I want people to go out there and I want people to be able to have their vote through a referendum. Now, they could have done this. They could have done this at the last election. You know, it would be a very cheap alternative of getting this through and seeing exactly where the law of the land lies. Now, if I had the majority of Tasmanians that want the same-sex marriage, right, and they want that, then I'm a Tasmanian senator and it doesn't matter what my beliefs are. I'm very happy to put them out there, but I would have to vote on the majority. But I need to know that because right now I believe the figures that are running out there are not a true indication. They're certainly not a true indication state by state. Now, I've had this with Rodney Croom before, and I have a great deal of respect for Rodney Croom, and I've had him in my office, and there's no problem here. But I've made this, you know, I've put this straight down the line. I'm happy to go either way, but I need to know, as a Tasmanian senator, what the people of Tasmania, and I need a true figure here of what they want.
Jackie, one of our listeners asks, marriage equality exists now in so many nations right across the globe. What is different as a result of that? How has that changed anything for mainstream society and heterosexual people in particular?
Well, I don't know because I'm not really on that side there, but obviously that's made them feel more inclusive. There's no doubt about that. And that depends on who you ask as well. You know, everyone has different views. You've got gays out there that say we don't want the marriage word, and then you've got some saying yes, but we want it exactly the same. You've got some out there saying that you don't. So it's just, I think the vote needs to be taken, but it needs to be outside of Parliament. I don't believe they're given the free will to vote in there that they need. More so on the Conservative side. Of course, you know where Labor's going to vote. There may be one or two that don't, but really to show their true hand, they don't get that opportunity in there. I'm sorry, but that's the truth of the matter, and this is why it needs to be given back to the Australian people to take the vote.
We could argue that about a whole range of policy issues, including euthanasia and contraceptives, and it goes on and on and on. And
I would say that another one needs to go to a referendum.
I would say that
I've elected
my local member of Parliament for the very reason to actually make these decisions and represent the broad views of our society. Nevertheless, we probably need to move on because we could talk about this all day and we're probably not going to arrive at any different position. But hopefully we've let you know that our listener base, our communities, certainly here
want the ability to make a choice as to whether we get married. We want to be treated. Yeah.
I'd like to give you and the rest of the Australian people the ability to vote for that.
Yeah, but
not Parliament.
Other people should not be allowed to make a decision about how I recognise my love for my partner, Jackie. That's the key. Equality means equality.
Do you think that if you didn't go to a referendum, that would help, whichever side loses, that would help the healing process and everybody would accept that decision? But I think if you take that into Parliament and let them do that, people are always going to ask, who should have been on that side? Who voted for it because they didn't have the free will and because their party told them to?
At the end of the day,
that's the problem that we're going to have.
That's an issue about how Parliament, how those people run. The reality is people...
Yeah, but the reality is these people on the outside are never going to know the truth.
No, but...
They need to have their vote for the healing process.
We should have a vote on abortion. We should have a vote on euthanasia. We should have a vote on going to war.
Let's do away with Parliament.
We should have a vote on whether or not...
Well, you don't need to with abortion, because of abortion, you can have abortion.
Hang on. The law was changed to allow abortion by the Parliament. It wasn't changed by a referendum or a plebiscite, it was changed by parliaments. And this is the point, is that at the end of the day, we want to be respected. And I do respect your views and I understand them. But I don't expect you to have a say in how I live my life, just as I don't want a say in how you live your life. And that is the crux of it, that equal means equal. But, I do respect your view and I acknowledge your view. I hope that over time when you engage with your community, and I know you do it every day that you're not in the Senate and you're back in Tassie. I admire that. That's gutsy. That's what a parliamentarian and a senator should do. So I hope that some more of those less conservative Tasmanians bar you up in the street and say, "Hey, Jackie, I want you to support this."
And Jackie, to quote you, you did say that all humans are equal, regardless of their gender and their religion, and we're going to add to that our orientation. So we should have access to the full suite of rights that every other human being does in this country.
No more and no less. We have actually...
I think you do have all the rights, though.
No, we don't. We can't get married. We can't get married.
We do have to go. I want to give you, Jackie, an opportunity. There are people in Tasmania that will be listening. I want you to tell them, imagine this is your 32nd re-election opportunity, because we'd love to have you back on again and explore some of the other issues we discussed. But I'd like you to give a message to the people of Tasmania, but also to Australia, why having independent voices in the Parliament is so important, please.
Okay, so having independent voices in Parliament is really important because, like I said, you're not under leadership control. That's the thing, and you get to go out there and you get to fight for people without having that noose around your neck. And I think the only way you are going to win out there for people is to be able to have full control about yourself and to be able to give them a voice without anybody trying to shut you down from your party.
Good on you, and can we have you back again on another occasion? We've got some work to do on you. We've got a bit of work to do on you, Jackie.
You guys. Yeah, you have got some work to do on me. You keep working on me, baby.
And look, if you're over in Melbourne, call into the studio. Let us know when we can do this live. It'll be so much more fun, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. I will let the guys know. I'm sure one of them is probably going to go back over the interview anyway. So I am in Melbourne a lot, and I would love to come in.
Oh, fantastic.
The
and Jackie, to just to let you know, your team has been incredibly helpful and supportive, and we love them almost as much as we love you.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got all those young guns. Yes, they don't believe in the same thing marriage and I do. So there you go. I've already got it against me in my office.
No,
that's the only place.
Well, so. it'll be a pincer movement, Jackie. Look out.
Good on you.
Good on you, Jackie.
Thanks again for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend, eh?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.